Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. I'm Craig Maddock. He is Chris Tubbs. On the fan line, SDSU women's basketball coach Aaron Johnston. Aaron, good day to you.
Yeah, same to you guys. Good to be with you.
You betcha. You got a five-game win streak, all of them conference games. And when I look at the Jacks over the so far this year and all your games, you only have one scorer in double digits. You're getting balanced effort from all of your players on that team.
Yeah, we are. That's not a sign of bad players or bad play. It's just a sign of balance. And we're lucky enough where we just have so many good players that if somebody's having an off night, you know, we can go to somebody else. And I just think on most teams, you might have, a Megan Wataszek on our team or Steph Pollock, two people you expect to lead and score a lot. You know, if they're not playing well, we kind of go to somebody else. And, you know, I don't think that's maybe inconsistency on their part. It means that they don't have a lot of time within a game to really get going, where a lot of other teams would just leave that player there and kind of let them work through it, and they would eventually get to where they typically do numbers-wise. But, you know, for us, we just go with other people, and that's why you see that balance. But that doesn't mean we're ineffective or players are having off years. It just means we're really deep this year.
So with that depth, Coach, if one player gets hot, do you just ride the hot hand and it can vary from game to game then?
Yeah, you bet. You know, we've got, in conference play, for instance, we have three people in double figures, Carrie Young, Megan Wataszek, and Steph Pollock. So, you know, clearly we're going to have people that are going to typically lead and step up and make a lot of plays, and we know who those people are at this point. I'd be surprised if all of a sudden a certain player jumped out and got 20, but another player, I might be disappointed if they don't do that from time to time. So you kind of have your group of players that you move forward with. And we've got some good ones. We just don't have to rely on any particular one, and
Nice. That's
why we've been consistent, because we can overcome off nights by some people.
Carrie Young had a nice game for you last time out. Talk about, you know, the freshman coming in, and how's her transition been so far to the college ranks?
Yeah, all three of our freshmen are doing great. Carrie is actually leading us right now in scoring in conference at 12 a game. She had 23 against North Dakota State. She's just so good in transition, really explosive, can get to the basket. And now she's learning how to score in the half court as well. Really comfortable with her offense and where her shots and where her attempts are going to come from. The other two freshmen have been wonderful as well. Clarissa Ober, whose father played college basketball here at South Dakota State, and good family history there. 6'2 post player, really has done great, defends well, rebounds well, can shoot the three. And then China Stevens has taken a big step here since Christmas. She's really really just blossomed and shooting the ball well. She's rebounding. Just gives us a really dynamic team because she'll play a four for us, but really she can play in the perimeter quite a bit. She can post up and just present some matchup troubles for the other team. So all three of them have been fantastic, and they're going to have great careers.
Yeah, Stevens was able to play almost all five positions in high school, but now you've got her at a four. You've told us before in the past that, you know, it's the speed of the game that these freshmen have to get accustomed to, and sure sounds like these three have had no problem with that.
Yeah, I mean, there's always some ups and downs. You remember they're learning how to play college basketball against Stanford and Penn State and Notre Dame and then a bunch of other good teams.
It's not so, Clark Willow Lake, is it?
Yeah, it's not. So it takes a little time, but now that they've kind of settled into roles and expectations, level of play, typically we see after Christmas these freshmen really take their biggest steps, and it's nice if you can get one of them to do it, but really all three of our players are playing big minutes, and yeah, they're just a really talented group.
He's Aaron Johnston, SDSU women's basketball, as they get ready to host Denver on Thursday, and then, of course, we'll take on South Dakota State on Sunday. What is the best part of your team right now? What part of the game are they really clicking on all cylinders?
Yeah, we defend well. I just think a lot of times that gets kind of brushed under the carpet with our group, but I think in conference games, I think we're leading the league in defensive field goal percentage, points against, rebound margin. They're all really fantastic numbers. So we've been very good defensively. We're only allowing people, I think, 60 points a game. So it's very, very good. Offensively, I think we've been good, too. The one area we haven't done great at is just making jump shots. We're only shooting about 25% from the three-point line in conference play, and that's, you know, typically we're about 35%, so that's a big difference for us.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some really good players that just haven't shot it well that typically do, and once they get rolling and really make shots, as good as we have been so far, we'll be an even better team. So I just think there's defensively we've been great, and offensively a lot more that we're going to do, and this team's going to play some great, great basketball.
What about Denver? They come into your place. What does Denver bring? We don't know a lot about this team since they're into the league here.
Yeah, they're 3-2. They've had good wins. Offensively, they're probably the best team in the league right now, numbers-wise. You know, they shoot almost 50% from the field, almost 40% from the three-point line. And their conference wins, they've scored a ton of points. They put 91 up against USD, 87 against Western Illinois, 73 against Omaha. So when they get out and score, they're really hard to beat. They're really balanced, great three-point shooting team, two really good post players that can score around the basket, get up and down in transition. It's just going to be a great addition for our league. They invest in women's basketball. They got a nice facility. Everything about them is going to be good for the Summit League. It'll be fun for our fans to see them here tomorrow night.
And they got USD coming up on Sunday afternoon, 1 o'clock up there at Frost. Coyotes struggling a little bit with some injuries, but anytime you get these two teams together, you got to watch out. What are you worried about with the Coyotes on Sunday?
Well, they just defend well. They're a very physical team. They rebound well. Those are things that we do well, too. So, you know, whoever strength plays out is going to be a big part of that game. And you just don't know, you know, what the intensity of motion is going to do for a team. Now, we got to figure out a way to use that to a positive. But, yeah, I mean, it's just hard to tell. They've got a lot of new faces. I think people don't. You know, you talk about a couple of injuries this year, and I know that's always an issue. But they lost three really good seniors last year who brought a lot of heart and determination, defensive-minded kind of thoughts. Offensively, those three played really well down the stretch. And so they got some just a lot of new faces, and I'm sure it's been hard to put all that together. But for our game, I'm sure everybody would be clicking and ready to go.
You got to have a little luck, too. Injuries, you've been okay so far in injuries?
Yes and no. I mean, we've had our share. We've had players miss games and had players sit out. And this is the difference with our team. You don't notice it because we have so many good players. There's a lot of teams in our league that rely on one or two players. And if those players don't play, they drop off dramatically. But for our team, whether it's been foul trouble, sickness, injuries, you just don't notice it as much because we have so many good players. So we seem to weather those things a lot better than other teams do.
Hey, AJ, good stuff. Hey, appreciate all the time you give us. Good luck this week. Denver tomorrow night. And then, of course, USD on Sunday. We wish you the best. We'll talk again soon.
Okay, thank you.